Blog Talk right. Radio.
You know what time
here
it is,
we
y'all.
Are.
The Helios Digitals.
Here we are.
Our, the book of the song. Y'all better get understanding today.
Yeah.
That's my brother. Go ahead now. Take him out.
One right here is for the people.
Egyptian mummies on a flag of a moon and can't find food for the starving tummies. Pay no mind to the youth, cause it's not like the future depends on it. But still the animals in the zoo, cause the chimpanzee them a make big money. This is how the media pillages on TV, the picture is savages the villages, and the scientists still can't explain the pyramids. Evangelists making a living on the videos of ribs of the little kids, stereotyping the image of the images, and this is what the image is. You buy a car, keep on and all of a sudden you are there in Indiana Jones. And I keep all the gold and keep all the scrolls and even the dirt bones. Some of the worst paparazzi I've ever seen and I've ever known. Put the words on this place that the world can see and it's all I will ever show. So the ones in the west will never move east and feel like we'll be at home. Get tricked by the beast, but the way them mother flee when the monster is fully grown. Salamonic line is where them two can defeat and them could have never clown. A spiritual DNA that prints in my soul and I will forever own, Lord.
Yeah. Savali, that's patience. What the old folks told me. Can you get with that? Discovering the world before this world. A world buried in time. Uncovered with rhymes. Gets no realer.
We born not knowing, are we born knowing all? We growing wiser, are we just growing tall? Can you read thoughts? Can you read palms? Can you predict the future? Can you see storms coming? The earth was flat, if you went too far you would fall off. Now the earth is round, if the shape changed again everybody would have thought lost. The average man can't prove up most of the things that he chooses to speak of. And still run research and find out the root of the truth that they seek of. God has teaching universities and claim that they're smart and cunning. Tell them find a cure when we sneeze and that's when their nose starts running. And the rich get fixed up when we get cut. Wanna heal them broken bones in the bush with the wet mud. Can you resign? Can you restart? Can you make peace? Can you fight war? Can you milk cows? Even though you drive cars, can you survive against all odds now?
It's crazy. When you feed people the truth, you don't know how they're gonna react. You're scared of wrongdoers, people that's just ignorant. You're scared of the truth. For now, who wrote the Bible? Who wrote the Quran? And was it a lightning storm that gave birth to the earth and then dinosaurs were born? Who made up words? Who made up numbers? And what kind of spell is mankind under? Everything on the planet we preserve and can it. Microwave it, try it, no matter what, we'll survive it. What's you? What's man? What's human? Anything along the land we consuming. Eating, deleting, ruining. Trying to get paper. Gotta have land, gotta have acres. So I can sit back like Jack Nicholson, watch niggas play the game like the Lakers. In a world full of 52 fakers, gypsies, seances, mystical prayers. You superstitious, throw salt over your shoulders, make a wish for the day, cuz like somebody got a doll of me. Sticking needles in my artery, but I can't feel it. Sometimes it's like part of me, but I got a real big spirit. A fearless,
Don't you try to grab hold of my soul. Like a military soldier since 7 years old, I held real dead bodies in my arms, felt their body turn cold. Oh, why are we born in the first place if this is how we gotta go? Dang. To all the wisdom and knowledge seekers of the world. Sabali. Patience. Yeah.
Hotep. Into the hour of the Helios Biblios, we welcome you this morning while we take you into a journey of the soul of thyself. I love that song because he says, you never know how a person gonna take the truth. Can they take it? And if they do, that's great. If they don't, could be because they're ignorant. And I have to say, I was around some ignorant people on one of these talk shows this week. I'm not even gonna name them, but I'm just gonna be real about some things. When you come against truth, know what you're talking about, because you'll make yourself look like a fool. We had a brother who I thought had some knowledge, but got on his particular program, and I'm not even going to name it, but I'm going to want y'all to be careful. Any black man who ain't a black man, he's a nigga, who's going to go on the name of a Nordic god at his creator ministry and tell me history ain't important, but he picked up Loki and Odin and got the Thor hammer on their emblem. That's a Nordic god. So next time you call the creator, we'll know who you're talking to. Norwegian loving nigga. Now, to reality. We got to understand where we at today. We are in a climactic period. We got some clips that's going to put a lot of people into a new dynamic, because we're tired of people claiming they know stuff and don't know shit. Why the Jews don't like Jesus? We got a clip from a high rabbi explaining to you why and what error did this come from. You will be surprised. So next time you're talking about why, if the people who claim Jesus don't like him and don't want him, you need to be wise enough to understand that. And then we're going to go to another clip later on that we get brothers and sisters in tune to. Who is Count Voldy? These high orders of the Rosicrucians, Freemason, the House of Stuart, the seal of Martin Luther. These were emblems in the 1600s, going into the 1700s, and revered all the way into the 1800s, where they made these great books. Last week we was talking about, and we're going to continue talking about, because this subject is nothing that can just go away. That's why we're going to dedicate every Sunday to the Helios Biblios. We said that the book is derived from these books from the Greeks. The Greeks called the Helios Biblios, which meant the sun book, book of the sun. Why would the Greeks do this? Where were the Greeks at? They were in Kemet, upper Kemet mainly. No, I take that back. They was in the lower Kemet, because they didn't get into that part yet until later on. At that time of this learning, we got the information not only from our ancestors who put it in stone, which is the true word of God, in stone, not no paper, but in stone. But because we had the technology of paper, the papyrus, now we have seen this literary message go through the ages. But the book of the sun was derived from the Greeks going into the land and seeing and being taught what that meant. And they took this knowledge back into Greece, and guess what happened to them? They killed them. Yeah, I don't think y'all know it. Socrates and all them, they was hated after they realized they was going to tell the common people. But see, all this was given to by our ancestors like George G.M. James, stolen legacy. And for to let some no-good-ass nigga tell us that our history ain't important, you got to be joking me. You can't move unless you know your history. Now, I didn't say dwell in the history forever. I say analyze it, use it for your upbringing, upliftment. It's not about dwelling. It's about understanding. And your understanding will take you into the next phase of your journey. Seek knowledge, wisdom, understanding. Now, I have a gentleman who I have a good respect for on internet, IG. IG brings a lot of good information to me as well, but he said, He knows all this, older gentleman knows all this. They say he could not read the Bible. We do not get this straight, everybody. We are not worshiping the Bible, and we don't even call it that. He called it the Masonic Bible that you are reading now is by, of course, authorized by King James. And his 52, you heard now I say 52 fakers. I'm going to show you how crazy people. People don't even know when the Bible was written. Ask a person, test them out there. Can you tell me when the Bible was written, your one that you have revered on your couch or your pillow or under your bed, whatever you have it at? And if they don't know, imagine the ignorance of not even knowing where your book comes from that you give all worship to. And then to have the nerve to tell me that it can't be. This is what, and you're listening to these people who claim they know law. And law is a history book of ordinance and codes. But that don't mean nothing to these people. Because these people want your money. And you think I'm going to sit there and let some fool tell me that I'm going to go listen to him on some doggone how to run the law and our people in jail every day. Take his ass to the courthouse and get us out of here if you're so bad. But this is a bunch of foolishness. And we get into that. We putting that foolishness to death. I will not have no longer any more of those fools on our great show. Foolishness has to go. So if you are one of those fools that gonna come here and tell me you can get people out of this, that, just keep it where you at, and we'll deal with you at another day and time. I'm sure people will figure this out sooner or later. That's why I said sabbily, sabbily, sabbily. We got to have patience with these ignorant people. Otherwise, you'd be wanting to run them out of here. But in reality, we still have to look at this book, the Helios Biblos, the Book of the Sun. That Bible that you have is encoded. It is encrypted. If you know the right words, I told everybody you better have a definition book. You better have a concordance because you're going into languages. And you're best to have a good understanding that this ain't an overnight sensation like crack. Like you're going to smoke some crack and get high real quick and all of a sudden you happy. This ain't all about like that. This is a reality check. You have to be into this. If you not, go to the world and play with Mickey Mouse because that's what you're about to be doing with all this foolishness y'all coming up with. And so, people, tonight we're going to discuss and keep going on with this. Why is it the Book of the Sun, who was dedicated by the inhabitants of the area who was called the Children of the Sun, why are they having a problem with the original text? I know King James is not the original text, but King James is what you have and what many have had. Unless you're going to go into the Book of the Dead. Last week we had played a clip with Wallace Budge, who was head over the European Antiquities of England, said that all of Christianity is basically taken out of this particular region of the world. And because that region has to be on the great mother continent of Africa, I'm using Africa, I know there are other names, but we're going to use it so keep everything simple. Remember, our show is basically, and I hate to say it, the Helios Biblios for dummies. And that's include myself because that is the most, you know, books that sell, that have the word dummy on it, no, they big selling books because they know simplicity. Go look it up. Most of your books that says fix a car for dummies or do your taxes for dummies, you know. They don't want you to know you can go to court on your own for dummies. You don't need these people to tell you nothing. Just go get a book and read it before you get caught up giving them your $125 to watch somebody tell you some stuff that they just read. Now, this is what's going on. Our spiritual reality has been tampered with. If you're calling an anthropomorphic, and I'm going to bring my sister in. I hope she has her books, Sister Akilah, so I can get definitions. I got Brother Sean. He will be coming in shortly with his dissertation on the
Genesis story as it is pertaining to the Helios Biblos, and how that and all my temple of Ptah craftsmen, Assyrian craftsmen. See, we're not just talking. We are in this. We are in the Assyrian craft. For those of you who are out there listening, you want to get in on this, hit the number one. We will try to bring you in because we want everybody to understand that this is a celestial story of the universe. And I incarnate from that into this planet here, which is one of the seven divine planets, basically because we can see them. Those are the seven candlesticks. In the midst of the seven candlesticks of the, so when now I told you last week, when you see Mary, you say Asut Mari, which is Isis. You notice Isis is a big name. Look at the military in over there in Syria is named Isis. Isn't that strange? They would take the goddess Isis because the female principle is at its peak. We explained that. We will continue to explain that with astrology, the virgin burgle birth of the celestial calendar. And we will get into the 12 apostles, the 12 tribes, and how all these people had to come out of Kemet again. Don't anybody want to ask yourself the question, why would they all have to come out of Kemet if it's so bad? If it's so, you know, despicable, slavery was so, you know, deplorable there, as they've been telling us through the Charlton Heston movie. And I want you to know Cecil D. DeMille was a high-ranking 33-degree Mason. So why don't you look that up, Mr. Don't Know How to Look Up History. This is what's going on. So we have over 10 crucified saviors 3,000 to 4,000 years before Jesus even came on the scene. This is done by a lot of people. What we're trying to do now is get everybody to know that Sunday, instead of having to go to church, we will have the Helios Biblos Hour for you to strengthen your spirituality, consciousness. And guess what? You ain't got to give me $75. I mean, you could, but you know what? Money ain't no money no way. That's another thing. People trying to chase the money through you, talking about the money worthless, but they're chasing your money. Talking about, oh, yeah, man, the money ain't worth it. Yeah, you know the money. Yeah, in 1933, it went bankrupt. No shit, Sherlock. Now what? You still using it, ain't you? Still using it. You got some new currency for us? So next time somebody tell you, like, oh, you know, we got the money, you know, and this, that. But then they want to ask you at the end of the sermon for whatever you can give, $150 and all that, to go to show you it's still relevant today. Maybe it may be in its infancy, it meant something, but today it is not nothing. It's just a paper note that people are conning each other out of. But in our greatness as a people, we will come full circle. We will go back to bartering. It is coming. You can definitely believe bartering is coming back. They are about to collapse a lot of the ancient world. And I'm talking to all the conscious people. You know Khufu's pyramid is now being destroyed. I put it on Facebook. You know that none of these conscious so-called people even wanted to respond, but they got all these doggone Kemetic names. I had a guy on the show. He had a Kemetic name, and he was talking about Jesus and Nordic gods with a Kemetic name. What kind of foolishness is that? It's called double cycle babble, which many of our people are into. They are destroying Khufu's pyramid as we speak. They are demolishing every evidence of the children of the sun, because the children of the sun gave them the knowledge of the Helios, which is the sun. And they gave them the knowledge of the 12 astrological houses that all of our signs are in. It's not worshiping astrology. It's not knowing thyself through astrology. It's not being worshiping animals. Those are anthropomorphic attributes meaning that they have meaning. That's why when you read the Masonic Bible, Jesus said, I spoke in parables. I have many things to teach unto you, but the masses can't hear. Jesus knew the masses were stupid, plain and simple. If you want to take it on the literal tip for a minute, which it ain't, but just do that for a minute. He said, I can't tell y'all all. Only for you, this is a small elect group, I will tell you the signs and symbols and wonders. Think about that. He said to them. So that meant he knew the masses was dumb, couldn't handle it. So that's why he didn't tell the masses the things he told his inner circle. And the same is today. Many of our people are dumb and then getting dumber. And because their frequency is only on the surface level, my brothers, when you say you are on the square, you need to now say, no, I'm not on it, because that's a flat base. You want to now start to stand up, erect. That means moral character, moral fiber, stand up to that which is right. And you know, anybody who listened today, that our ancestors left us a wonderful array of knowledge. They dig in every day, Exxon, Mobil, GE, digging in the earth, billions of dollars in exploration, looking for artifacts. And because the people had melanin does not mean anything other than the fact that the earth at its conception was very hot. Very hot. So once the cooling process took into place, obviously the primordial waters would be your oceans, all micro and amoebas, and all these so-called small entities were in a boiling pot of water, and they were creating, just like you do when you create from the most smallest thing there is. Your egg and sperm are microorganisms. They cannot even be seen. But once the union hit, is the same union of energy that the sun gives off when it's called a solar flare. Check out solar flare and the eruption of the sun and see if that is not the same as you busting the nut. Check it out. It's all science. Before we get started with the clip, I got to play this clip for y'all because I'm so sick of everybody trying to tell us that, oh, no, the Jews don't believe that. Yes, the Jews know about the sun. They believe in the sun. Look at all their Passovers. There are four Passovers in each sector of north, east, south, and west. That means they have four in each one. Okay? And they go around. Their Passovers are always on astrological symbolism. Either it's on the lunar or the solar. Most of their events are lunar. Make sure you understand that. Lunar events. Why lunar? We'll get into that a little bit later. But most of the world and all the emblems of the world know that the most powerful entity is that sun that's over your head that's going to be at high noon at 12. When it goes to high noon, it means most high. That's what it means, most high. That means when the most high is at its highest point before going down in the west. Understand that. And that is what we are going to talk about, putting the proper characters in place in your Masonic Bible to give the code life. Without the proper names and the proper understanding, the book cannot come alive in you, because you are not reading it properly. Now, how do I know that? Because guess what? It's like hidden treasure. You look for it. You seek it out if you're a lover of truth. If you're not a lover of truth, then you'll be saying stupid shit like, oh, man, history don't mean nothing, man. But yet, you're going to be ready to celebrate Christmas coming up in December, but it don't mean nothing. Yet, you're going to be sending a turkey on November talking about, oh, it don't mean nothing. Sure don't, but you follow that same don't mean nothing history that's been given to you. So run from fools and flee from ignorance. I'm going to play this. I'm going to bring Brother Sean in. Sister Keela, I'm going to bring you in after this so we can have Bible, so you can give the King James Masonic terms that we need to go in here. Again, we will start to place the book starting with the names of the characters. But question of the day is, why the Jews don't like Jesus? Let's find that out. Should be interesting.
Why don't Jews believe in Jesus? The most famous of all Jewish Christian debates was between the apostate Jew Pablo Cristiani and Moses Nachmanides in Barcelona, Spain, 1263 CE. Nachmanides argued that the central issue separating Christianity and Judaism was not the issue of Jesus' messiahship, but whether or not Jesus was divine. There was no basis in Judaism, Nachmanides said, for believing in the divinity of the Messiah, or indeed of any man. To Nachmanides, it seemed most strange that the creator of heaven and earth resorted to the womb of a certain Jewess, and grew there for 9 months, and was born as an infant, and afterwards grew up and was betrayed into the hands of his enemies, who sentenced him to death and executed him, and that afterwards he came to life and returned to his original place. The mind of a Jew, or any other person, cannot tolerate this. Nachmanides told the Spanish monarch, "You have listened all your life to priests who have filled your brain and the marrow of your bones with this doctrine, and it has settled with you because of that accustomed habit. Had King James heard these ideas propounded for the first time when he was already an adult," Nachmanides implied, "he never would have accepted them." For more, please visit simpletoremember.com. Handpicked Jewish articles, audio and videos. Only the good stuff. All free. No sign up.
That's right. Did y'all hear that? Did y'all hear that? He said that Jesus wasn't even divine. And I want y'all to know the era was in. This is the same era that the Moors were at before they got expelled. Same area. Before they came with them slave ships. Same area. They had debate in Barcelona, Spain, right when they had the Olympics. Same area. And they were debating with, I think they were Falasha-looking Jews. They were dark-skinned at this time, too. So we're not going to just leave our history in this. We're going to tell it all. They had a debate and said, ain't no way we can go along with this. You see how they look at you today? They probably saying, you dumbasses for believing some, I don't even want to go there. And we told you it don't exist. So you've been listening to these priests for all these years. And that's just like listening to your parents. They're good people, but we've been brainwashed. It's like listening to your friends. They're good people, but they've been brainwashed. They didn't come up with this idea all of a sudden. This was trained into them from infancy to believe this. That's why the man said it's in your bone marrow. That's why it's called the dry bones connection, because we have no marrow. Your bones is dry. And when the marrow comes in the allegoric story of the dry bones, flesh, marrow comes back to them, and they become a human living vessel. Well, until that happens, you see why we are called dry. We've been lied to. King James only took this because he was told this. If he knew better, he would have did better. You know, and some people don't know the King James. I got to get a call who else. I'm only want to give a day. I want to see if people really know when King James was written. And if you say the one date, that's the ending date. Tell me when it started. When did the actual writing start, and then the completion? And look at the years it took and say to yourself, wow, is this not magical numerology? So I got that. I got Akilah bringing you in. I got my brother, I believe Brother Sean here. Is that Brother Sean, 888-557?
Yeah, I'm with you, Brother John Bone was greeted.
And I'm greeting, brother. I got an assistant. You got me with 1877. Are you out there?
Yes, I am, Dry Bones.
Okay. I may need you for some references with the scriptures. And by giving these scriptures, we will give the right information to put into the wording, so when you read it in your future, you'll understand what you're saying. You know, Horus is Jesus. So when we start to put the right people in the right place, and the 12, if you start to say the 12 apostles and say the 12, the house of the zodiac, it'll start to come to you quickly. But, brother, you said you had something to give us on this Genesis, since we are in the Helios. And I want everybody to know Genesis is really not the first book. We just been placed that way by their writer. First book written was Job, but we won't go into that today. But we're going to go in with the chronology of the Bible, how they have it written, and how they did it. So, brother, give us what you was telling me about how the Helios. And hold on, before we do anything, my mind just said when I looked up and I seen Mayat. We have to go into this tonight, everybody, this morning, with the spirit of Maya, with the spirit of truth. Yeah, I talked about the brother, but you know what? I have no ill will because he didn't know truth. Justice. Those of you who seek justice, if you're seeking it, then it shall be found. If you're using it to rob our people, it'll be on you soon. Harmony. It cannot be total harmony based on the fact that many of us have been brainwashed individually by different entities. How do we get to that? We're going to have to work. Balance. We got to have balance in our lives. Reciprocity, meaning that what you do to others shall come back onto you. Order. The universe shall stay in order, otherwise we would not be here. And righteousness is what we all seek because the planet is in need of. Go ahead, brother.
Well, Brother Dry Bones, certainly as we try to educate our listeners and like you said, provide some balance in the spirit of Maat and the truth of Maat to try to provide some balance for the deception, the truth versus deception. So, but first things first, please, all the listeners of the Helios Biblios Hour, please, if you're online, make sure you have your web browser open and you can go to an easy-to-follow, easy-to-use Bible, online Bible. It's blueletterbible.org. Again, that's blueletterbible.org if you're online. If you're not online, if you're just listening over the phone, make sure you get have pen and paper. A lot of important information to go over, and you need to write these names and dates and titles down so you can go ahead and do some research, some further research on your own time as we further seek to expose and uncover the truth because we've been deceived for so long. So, and just wanted to, when you mentioned about the Masonic, that really sparked a chord with me, struck a chord with me because in my travels, having traveled the York Rite path of Freemasonry, the level in which most of us have achieved during our Masonic travels, and in which we become more exposed to what I talked about last Sunday, the greater mysteries. Now, the lesser mysteries again were those. We're solely for the layperson. For the most, we have to remember historically, most people were peasants or serfs or farmers. They were lay people and didn't even have a third grade education. No pun intended. But most of our religious leaders are Freemasons. They've either achieved their master mason, have achieved a third degree, or went on and traveled on to the Red House, which is the Royal Ark degree of Freemasonry, on up to the Black House, the Knights Templar, and to the Shrine or the Knights of Columbus. And also we have the Scottish Rite travel of degrees of Freemasonry as well. So we have to understand the duality. Everything in nature, in creation, is based upon a duality. As above, so below, scales of Maat. okay, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we must ask the question, why, brothers that are in the lodge, okay, why must you not make left turns in the lodge? Why? And so going into the greater mysteries with the Helios Biblios audience, we have to understand that there's something that's called an equinox. And an equinox is a scientific term that we should all be familiar with today, because that in itself implies balance or equal. Again, going back or relating to the scales of Maya. And this event, this simultaneous event or this duality that keeps happening, day and night, you know, darkness and light. We keep being exposed to dualities in creation, all throughout creation, a summer and a winter. So these things are so relevant. And most of your like I said, your preachers, your imams, your pastors, your rabbis, they are practicing a duality also, which is what we know to be a speculative or operative duality. And so those of us who are in the craft, we should know about the duality if we've, like I said, achieved some of the higher degrees in our travels. And I'm not going to leave out the sisters as well, those of our women who have become Eastern stars, the daughters of Isis, our women of beauty, the illuminated ones. So you should also be inquisitive of these dualities. Why must there be a man inside the lodge, inside the daughters of Isis, inside the Eastern Star Lodge?
So,
and our women need to study Acts chapter 9, verse 36. And
what is that?
Please,
that
for all intents and purposes, I am I'm quoting from the King James Version of the Bible. So. With all due respect, I know people have their Jehovah Witness Bible, their, you know, Seventh-day Adventist Bible, their Catholic Bible, and we talked a little bit about that last Sunday. Just for the sake of having a common standard and a common reference, point of reference, any scripture that I will be quoting from will be from the King James Version of the Bible. And which Brother Drabone spoke of, which was authorized or written in the year 1611 A.D. That was the year it was published. 1611 A.D. was the publishing date, King James. So with all due respect, if everyone would please try to get on the same page and do our, for the sake of the show, use King James Version of the Bible. And so I made mention of most women aren't familiar with women disciples, not only like Brother Drabone mentioned, the 12 disciples. Well, there were women disciples as well, and that can be found and overstood in Acts chapter 9, verse 36 through verse 43.
Read it if you can. Can somebody read that? Akilah, do you have that to be read?
I have it up.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, brother.
Okay. Again, this is the King James Version of the Bible, Acts chapter 9, verse 36. Now there was at Joppa a certain disciple named Tabitha, which by interpretation is called Dorcas. This woman was full of an alms deed, which she did. So, and I don't want to take up too much time, but that's an indication right there. So all the women who are in church, you should be, or attending church on a regular basis, like my brother Jabone said, you're reaching into your pocketbook, giving your currency with the faces of men on it to the pastor. But why he should also be educating you about the women disciples and how they were instrumental in Paul's ministry. But however, unfortunately, a lot of the books aren't aren't clear or the women aren't mentioned. So you have to often go outside of the Bible to books like the Book of Enoch,
the
Akamati Scroll. So people, please,
there's a book
write
of Tabitha, too. There's a book
write
of Tabitha.
These titles down. Absolutely. You need to be educated on not just the man's role. Again, that's the duality. We talked about the womb, the woman and the man and the woman, that duality again. So women are mentioned in the Bible, and they were instrumental throughout not only Paul's ministry but Jesus' ministry as well. And we know that Mary Magdalene was the go-to person throughout the ministry. We can get into that later. But this duality, that's being unfolded, and it's still as we deal with the King James Version of the Bible, because it's the 16th version. It's the 16th version of the Bible. The first version or authorized collection of these books of the Biblios. And we know from the First Council of Nicaea that was authorized by the Roman Emperor Constantine, Rome, Italy, okay, which created the Roman Catholic Church. However, the Roman Catholic Church is not the first Christian church. The first Christian church is the Coptic. It's called Coptic Orthodox Church, and it just the Roman Catholic Church was created in 325 A.D., but prior to that, the Coptic Orthodox Church, they had their holy books as well, the Book of James, the Book of Nicodemus, and also, like Brother John Bones mentioned, and we also read the Book of Tabitha. So those were the books that you'll find in the Coptic Church, the Coptic Christian Orthodox Church. They're the original Christians. The Roman Catholic Church is not the original Christians. And so these books were written or collected and published within the St. Jerome's Bible. You'll find them published under the title St. Jerome's Bible, or the Vulgate, which was written completely in Latin.
These
Bibles that were written in Latin. St. Jerome's or the Latin Vulgate. And so you need to go study those, and which is why, obviously, consequently, the Roman Catholic Bible has 72 books, and the King James Version, because it's such a watered-down version of the original versions. It only has, James only has six books, so... You're losing a lot of information there as well. And what was done at that first Council of Nicaea, there were 1,800 bishops that Roman Emperor Constantine had summoned from all over the Roman Empire. And after these consecutive councils, he finally selected 46. The final number at which he selected is rather ambiguous, but you'll find in certain scholars and certain theological interpretations that 46 was the number of bishops that the Roman Emperor Constantine had commissioned to actually create the Helios Biblios, which would be first Bible of the Roman Empire. And this was used to establish the Roman Catholic Church.
And hold on, right quick. Let me just make that clear. And he said also, in this sign we will conquer, was the Sol Invictus, which means the local sun god. That was what Constantine them said. It was named, the cult was the cult of Sol Invictus. That's Sol Invictus. And if y'all think we lying, go look it up. Go ahead, brother.
And well, we have to during that time, the calendar we're left to use the calendars that were developed at the time. We get the Anno Domini which is the year of our Lord, and which was the Roman calendar or the Julian calendar, which it was they were going by. So you had also a mixture of Greek, because we know that the Bible itself is a combination of Hebrew, which would more correctly be to say Aramaic Hebrew, Latin, and Greek. So we actually have three languages that were used to translated versions that we use, and that were used to arrive at the current Bible, the King James Version, Aramaic, or to say Hebrew, Latin, and Greek languages. But at the time, those Greek philosophers, the Pythagoras, Greek and Roman philosophers, Ptolemy, Hippocrates, as they say, Plato, and Cicero, they all had their education or foundation of their education in Egypt. It's well known, like I said, Brothers That You Got in Craft. We talk about Euclid and sacred geometry, Pythagoras' theorem, obviously the right angles, and the reason that no mason can perform left turns inside of a lodge. Well, when a brother says he's off his square, what you're really saying is that you're off the planet. You're not in tune with the planet. That right turn is making reference to what's being referred to, like I said, as the equinox. And that precession, the geo, that G that's in the
that's
middle
right.
of the compass and the square is,
that's right.
is
right.
Is symbolic, emblematic of the earth, that G.
That's right.
So when you're saying you're off your square, that G, you're saying the G is not in your, you're not holding the G or being true to the G in the compass, in the middle of the compass and the square. So you can't make a left turn, because that means you are not in tune with the earth, or you're not in transition or traveling in the same direction as the planet, because that would mean you're not traveling in accordance with the equinox, and that's the law of this planet. The law of this planet is governed by the equinox.
And let me make some clarity to that, too, because I know there's a lot of people who are out there saying, well, you know, we go out with our left foot. That's not the same. That putting your left foot out is not the same as making a left turn. Putting your left foot out is because of your heart on the left-hand side, meaning that you have taken in on that side to trample out evil with your left. That's why we do our left foot. So get that straight, everybody. And he ain't say the left foot go forward. He said the left foot make a turn. So there's a difference. Go ahead, brother.
And, well, the equinox, as astronomers, or as like I mentioned, Ptolemy, Pythagoras, Hippocrates, Plato, and Cicero, all these philosophers, they became highly intrigued by ancient Egyptian astronomy, and at best, their interpretation of ancient Egyptian astronomy became or evolved into what we know as astrology. And that's also part of the lesser mystery. But this equinox is the scientific or physical motion, which is actually a retrograde motion, a counterclockwise motion of the magnetic North Pole. And we know that the Earth is tilted on a 23.5 degree axis. And there's a magnetic North Pole and there's a vertical North Pole, or what's being referred to as a true North Pole. And so this precession, this gyroscopic precession of the equinoxes is the cause for this for the wobble of the Earth. And it takes 26,000 years for one revolution, for this one circle to complete a revolution of the Earth's axis. But the angle at which these two equinoxes, the magnetic North Pole and the vertical North Pole, the right angle at which these two lines or these two circles intersect is called the equinox. And that's where you're getting, like I said, that's the explanation for this this 26,000-year period or an age, or what they're referring to as an age. We're talking about the 12 signs of the zodiac. And so every 26,000 years, a complete revolution is made through these animal circles, through
the zodiac, through these
astrological houses.
Now let me just stop right there, because all you who are listening on the internet and you see the pictures of the slideshow, you see we have the sun in that cycle, and we show that if you're looking on the internet, you see the pictures. We have the Jewish Khazarian calendar up, so you can understand why they do what they do, and we have a few other things showing you that we are going into the seasons of the three kings. That's why we picked this time, because we are going into the fall of the sun. And we are going to continue this, because we're going to use these next 3 months. Because if you understand what we're about to go into, you will understand a lot better when these 3 months are up and when the sun does its thing, knowing what it's doing. Now, let me ask you a few more, because we're going to try to get more people in. I want to play a clip at the top of the hour, and then I'm going to start taking calls for people who want to ask some more questions and what's new. But go ahead and continue on. But remember, we're going at the top of the hour, so we got to the top of the hour.
Okay, I'm just going to go ahead and wrap it up, just, you know, certainly for the sake of time.
No, go ahead.
So again, this duality that we're being exposed to, such as, like I mentioned, as above, so below, the Lord's Prayer in Matthew, Matthew chapter 6, verse 9, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So it's talking about earthly events corresponding with celestial events. And so this dual meaning, Hebrew words, and this is very important when you're studying the Bible, is you have to study the language. Genesis chapter 1 starts off in the beginning, and, you know, God created the heavens and the earth. Matthew chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word. Okay, but people are ignoring the Word and the dual meanings that are behind these words. Every Hebrew word has a dual meaning. If anyone has ever studied Kabbalah, they teach you that every Hebrew word has a dual meaning. And the reason behind that is because there's the relationship. There's a simultaneous astronomical event that's occurring as well as a geocentric. So we say heliocentric, dealing with the sun, or we know the sun is actually a star. So this duality is because there's a dual meaning amongst the stars that's occurring simultaneous. There's a simultaneous occurrence here on Earth as well, the geocentric and the heliocentric, or celestial, in dealing with the stars. So it's important for us to have knowledge of Judaism. I don't like to use the word Hebrew, because the Hebrew is just a verb. I'm sorry, it is a verb, correct? That just means to cross over.
Cross over. We can explain that later on.
It has to be, you have to get into the study of the etymology of the words, what they mean. Like I mentioned, blueletterbible.org. It's an easy online Bible to use. It has Strong's Concordance reference. So if you just type in the verse, the chapter and the verse, it'll give you the Hebrew, the Aramaic, or the Greek, or the Latin etymology of the word. And when I mentioned last Sunday about soul and spirit and how those words are falsely used, and the true meanings in which how they were used in ancient Egypt, in which those Greek and Roman philosophers studied, Cicero, Plato, Ptolemy, Pythagoras, Hippocrates, whatever his name is, they all studied the true meanings, and that's why they went to Egypt and studied. And so they, when they say spirit and soul, it has a different meaning to them, and it should have a different meaning to those of us who are traveling men and women, to our Eastern stars, daughters of Isis, our Shriners. It should, if you're being educated right when you're going, you know, to your lodge meetings. But not all lodges are created equal. So when you hear the word soul and spirit, you should know that they're coming from the use it as it originally applies according to the ancient Egyptian or the ancient Kemetic meaning. And I mentioned the language in which you have to study is called Metuneta, the Meduneta, the ancient Egyptian hieroglyph, to find out the true meaning. And so when you're saying spirit, you're actually saying melanin. When the word soul is being used, it's actually making reference to ether or actual physical substance. And we talked about the physical substance, which is coltan. We talked about that. So you got to remember these things. And very, very important. When Jesus is mentioning Egypt, using the word spirit, he's saying is melanin. And an example of that is from his it's good to have the red letter Bible with the where you can see actually where Jesus is talking, and that's very important. If you have the red letters where they're indicating that Jesus is talking, and that's because he's speaking in the first person singular. You have to remember that. So when you hear a quote like, "Well, many shall come in my name, saying I am Christ, and deceive many," that saying, you have to remember. Remember what you learned in third and fourth grade English. Many shall come in my name, saying that I am Christ, and shall deceive many. What he's saying is the people who are deceiving you are the ones that are calling him Christ, not some fool like David Koresh that's walking around saying he is the Christ. You've been tricked. You've been deceived.
Right.
Jesus is talking.
Yeah.
So the form is in the first person singular.
And if
the quotes are around what he's saying, and he is quoted as saying, many shall come in my name saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And so that's telling you, or he's telling you and explaining to you that there are going to be fools that are going to be popping up all over the place, all over the world, saying that they are Jesus Christ. Not that those are the people that are calling themselves Christians. He's specifically talking about people that are coming and calling themselves, the people that are calling themselves that's calling themselves Christians. They're going to be deceiving you. Not somebody that's saying that they're like I said, David Koresh. He's telling you purposely and explaining that the people that are deceiving you are the ones that are calling themselves, that are calling him the Christ. They're specifically calling Jesus Christ. Those are the ones deceiving you, not the person like David Koresh that's calling himself Jesus Christ. So you gotta read it with the level and apply the English and the translations that are involved.
Now, before we get to the, we're almost there. The brother mentioned words that suggest those of you who know this, y'all there. We ain't gotta keep telling you. Etymology, y'all. Etymology. That means the origin of that word. The origin of that word makes people upset, because if I told you that the origin of the word just meant black, and you going around saying you this, that's the origin of the word. Anything that says, if you get your dictionary, and I learned this from people, I just didn't come upon, people told me, you got high medieval English, you got low medieval English. There is a difference in these words, like the brother said. Brother Sean, you all know that we're going to keep this going. So, you know, every Sunday you're there, bring knowledge with us. We're going to go and step off into a little more. I see the calls are there. I appreciate y'all hanging in there. Those of you on the internet, we thank you as well. We believe that this is going to be the renaissance of the mind. We are leaving the dark ages, everybody. He said something that was profound. Notice he said, as above, so below. Isn't Hollywood about to come up with a movie now called As Above, So Below? But look where they took you. They took you to France, and they took you into death. So what they're saying is, as above, so below, we bring it in death. Because as the brother says, duality, love, evil, good, duality. Where are you at in this? That's the question of the Hebrews Biblios. Where are you at in your equinox of life in this? Hollywood knows they wouldn't come out with a movie called As Above, So Below. And they're in the catacombs of Europe, where it's well known and documented for those of you who don't like history. You know, y'all just go somewhere and watch TBN. It's like this. The Roman Catholic Jesuit controlled order is ruling at its highest level. We are into the Jesuit Pope. The Jesuits know as above, so below. They have astronomers. Each one of those bishops that are in red and white are degreed astronomers. You cannot be in red and white without being an astrological astronomer.
That's why it's called the Red House.
That's why it's called the Red House. I'm trying to tell y'all. The brother telling y'all.
The Royal Art Degree. That's why. And look
what you just told him. You said Jesus wears in red is the Red House. But that's the word he gave the astrology sign of Sagittarius. When he said the man would be with a pitcher. When the 12 zodiacs asked the sun, when will we go into the new age? The sun said, you will be in a new age, in the age of Aquarius, a man pouring a pitcher. And the sun told the 12 houses, and the 12 houses are responding. And before we go into the new age of Aquarius, you got to have upheaval. Look up the story. See, Lucifer know that he had to bring his last partner. That's why those of you who believe in the Satarian law or Black Law Dictionary, that's Satarian. We'll get into that as the month goes in. You are Saturn lovers. Don't even know it. That means you are in the Black House. Darkness is where you at. You are Sephirians. You don't even know what you are. And we watch
that's right.
You.
Go
ahead, brother.
Those people also need to know that the 12 tribes of Israel correspond to the 12 signs of the zodiac. That's the Bible is a astrology book, like you said correctly. Its proper name is Helios Biblio. When the 12 tribes of Israel are being mentioned there, it's making reference to the 12 signs of the zodiac. And so, but Israel, the word Israel means itself, Israel means ascent or ascension to El, to ascend to God, to ascend to the gods. That's what Israel means. That's why it's called the Holy Land, because that's the place that where in the Quran that Muhammad made his Isra, right, in the night of Laylul Qadr, in the night of power, or what they say, the night of when things can happen. That's why you find the Dome of the Rock, the most sacred shrine or most sacred temple, and your shriners should know this. It's called the most sacred shrine in our Islam, the Dome of the Rock, which is in Israel. That is supposed to be, or according to the Islamic community, the place where Muhammad, walaikum salam, made his ascension into heaven. So that's what Israel means. Even though they're Jews,
that's right.
they're using an ancient Syriac word or translation of a word and calling themselves Israel.
Hold on, don't go too far, because see, that's so deep, we're going to take that for another month, because see, you notice, when Esau came out, he was red and ruddy, so we're going to stop there, because we're getting too much red.
Okay.
Let's go now to the cliff, and when we come back, we're going to take some call out. See, Temple of Ptah, the Assyrian craftsmen, are you out there? Come on in. I'd like to get your viewpoints, because we need to radiate. Here we go.
To understand a history that is not a history based in slavery, but a history based in royalty.
Human civilization started in Africa.
Some of the first architectural systems, some of the first engineering systems, some of the first governmental systems.
After visiting Egypt, white scholar Count Constantine Duvalny wrote, "Just think, the race of black men today, our slave, an object of our scorn, is the very race to which we owe our arts, sciences, and even the use of speech."
In order to justify the economic drive of the slave trade, there had to be the denigration of black people. And so people began to see these sculptures of people with clear Afroid features. It was just incontrovertible. The facts, the reality that black people had designed this civilization.
Ignore. Just refuse to publish any facts of African history that don't go along with our racial theories.
When black contribution to civilization is too obvious, let's find a way to attribute it to outside white influence.
Return to Glory, the powerful stirring of the black man. Based upon the book endorsed by such esteemed men like Bill Cosby, Julius Erving, Tony Evans, Tony Campolo, Ben Carson, Ivan Van Sertima, Bishop Eddie Long, and many others, narrated by Adrian Branch.
Everybody always wants to know, what did my ancestors do? What did my ancestors contribute? Because in a way that's saying, I am an important person by heritage. But when that heritage isn't known, then obviously a huge portion of your self-image goes down the drain. And that's why it's so important, I believe, you know, to take that young six-year-old boy by the hand and walk down the street and give him a black history lesson and point to his shoes and say it was Jan Motzliger, a black man who invented the automatic shoe lasting machine. And he steps on that clean street and you tell him it was Charles Brooks, a black man who invented the street sweeper, those machines with the big brushes. And down that street comes one of those big refrigerated tractor trailer trucks. And you tell him it was Frederick Jones, a black man who invented the refrigeration system for trucks later adopted for airplanes, boats, and trains. And it comes to a stop at the red light and you tell him it was Garrett Morgan, a black man who invented the traffic signal. And you can tell how he also invented the gas mask that saved lots of lives during the war. And while you're talking about the war, Henrietta Bradbury, a black woman who invented the underwater cannon, made it possible to launch torpedoes from submarines. And while you're talking about black women, you can talk about Madam C.J. Walker, a black woman who invented cosmetic products for women of dark complexion, was the first woman of any nationality in the United States to become a millionaire on her own efforts. And you walk past the hospital and you can talk about Charles Drew and his contributions to blood banking, the understanding of blood plasma. Daniel Hale Williams, the first successful open heart surgery in the world, had an operative mortality rate of only 1.5%. You can talk about Louis Latimer, who was the right-hand man of Thomas Edison, a black man, who came up with the filament that made the light bulb work for more than 2 or 3 days, who invented the electric lamp, who did pioneering work in incandescent and fluorescent lighting, who diagrammed the telephone for Alexander Graham Bell. Tremendous inventor in his own right. Almost no one knows of him. You can walk across the railroad tracks and talk about Andrew Beard, the automatic railroad car coupler, which spurred on the Industrial Revolution, or Elijah McCoy, automatic lubrication system for locomotive engines. And he had so many great inventions, people would say, is that a McCoy? Is that the real McCoy? Which is where the term comes from. One of the greatest inventors in the history of man. And people don't know that he was a black man. And, you know, that's how you remedied the situation.
This film takes a penetrating glimpse into the history of the black man, presenting compelling visual evidence that the black man once dominated most of the civilized world, only to suffer a tragic downfall of epic proportion. Let the journey begin.
Hold on now. Did you hear what he said? A fall of epic proportion. Y'all don't understand that. At the time of my fall, the Celestials were doing some things. Brother Sean mentioned the 24,000-year cycle. I don't know if y'all can count because, you know, we've been through a bunch of thousands of millions, 24,000 cycles, so the Earth is definitely not in the same position it was in before. And because of the cosmic fight, we are ended up in the cosmic slough. And I'm going to talk about this for a minute, and then we're going to bring people in.
Can I touch on one thing?
No. Not one thing. Let me finish what I'm going to do. I want everybody to know something, because he mentioned all our invention. That was Dr. Ben Carson, everybody. Dr. Ben Carson is now the most forefront Republican for his open views about Obama. He is the one who, Dr. Carson, who is the high-esteemed medical doctor. He's being all over. And this is his main ending was him. Count Voti. Count Voti in the beginning said that Count Voti was a very high, prestigious French individual who said that blacks only knew who they were because they did everything for us. This is what Count Voti said. This is one of the highest degrees of enlightenment during the Renaissance of Europe, said this. He said if they only knew they are scorn and ridicule. We need to find out what was that monumental fall. Now, I'm going to give you an example, and we can take and Sean, and let me get some more people in, Sean, because a lot of people got to get in here. Hidden Colors, which I had the chance to see three. I don't know if y'all did, but they gave it up there, brother, up in Brother Chauncey and Sister Keisha and them had a big thing. But we never had an open, never, and I'm going to say this open, we never discussed Hidden Colors 3. We talked about everything else but Hidden Colors 3. Hidden Colors 3 mentioned people, and one of the main people mentioned was Abraham Ganabel Povich. And this was, because Russia's in the news now, everybody, and Russia's running, but this was one of the highest degrees of the Knights Templars of Europe. He was a black man. But guess what? He was not exactly, I would say on our side, I'm going to read this, and I want you to understand the difference. Because you black don't mean, because most of the earth is black, and that's what we getting played with the black game. George married Charlotte of Mecklenburg-Schwitz, granddaughter of Abraham Povich Ganabel, a black Falasha Jew of Ethiopia, brought to Russia by Peter the Great, where he became a major general. Man, it's like Joseph in Egypt, don't it? Ganabel was first taken to Istanbul to the court of the Ottoman Empire, was Porfios Trotsky. This one I'm listening now, listen here now, was Porfios Trotsky, the great-granddaughter of later on Leo Trotsky. Ganabel was baptized in 1705. We was getting our ass whooped in 1705. With Peter the Great as his godfather, he later became the lover of Elizabeth Robertine, Queen of Charlotte's mother during the French. Where here it says he was around the same time that Voltaire was there. Are y'all understanding? We see, we don't play on this show. Just because, see, our people had so much great knowledge, they took that knowledge and gave it to who? I want some questions about that. They gave it to who, everybody? And I want somebody, I got callers. You ask me, why would we give so much power to a people that would reverse that and then say we are scorned? And this man name is Abraham Ganabel Povich, like Maury Povich show, this is what he is. And he said he was brought, there by Peter the Great. These people are connected, man. And, you know, we got to get into the royal family or the hierarchy here. But let me go in here. I'm going to see. I've got people waiting. I got 777. What's going on, 777?
What's up, Brother Dryball?
You feel it, brother. How you doing?
Pretty good, pretty good. Just enjoying the show. I'd like to thank the brother for giving some good insight.
Oh, yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Definitely. Well, I guess once we lost that power, I would say betrayed in a sense, because we never want to revisit what happened historically. They knew once they got it, they had to make sure that we never reconnect with that power, with that information, with that history. And subsequently, for generations now, we have not been revisiting history, revising it, and preparing our generations for it, in terms of being able to at least grow and develop and understand the errors that were done by some of our ancestors. And that's something we don't talk about as much, that we do have some issues that we would have to basically put into perspective historically, where our forefathers and ancestors may have made those errors, like you said, and given information, given knowledge to a supposed friend, but who turned out to be a foe, and we have not made that clear to our youth coming up. If you see them today, man, they are oblivious to the onslaught that they're under. They know something's wrong. They have no linear connection as to where it went wrong, how it went wrong, and what can we do to fix it. So the gentleman that you mentioned, yes, once they became enlightened, they took upon the task to revisit history, or also revisit certain sites, historical sites, because if you really look, especially on PBS back in the days, they were always putting documentaries of them digging in Egypt, always. And what they were never given information as to what they were finding. Whatever they were finding, they were pretty much hoarding it over to Europe, dissecting it, and archiving it for themselves and for their benefit. And we as a people, on the other hand, have pretty much totally disconnected with everything that has to do with Egypt, it seems. Some of the brothers today who are in these different organizations, who sometimes tend to want to badmouth Egypt or revisit the ugliness of Egypt, only do more harm than good. And that's an issue that we would have to pretty much kind of confront eventually, with the misconceptions. It wasn't all glorified with Egypt, but we still have to put in perspective that there was some mistakes, some errors done, and we have to pretty much put it out there. Again,
yeah.
The Bible itself is the ultimate expression of their works and how they were able to perverse, integrate, and practically pretty much destroy most of what the ancestors laid down as far as the foundations for all the disciplines of humanity. And we got to make that correction. So this is pretty much informative, these type of shows. I really appreciate what you're doing, brother. We definitely got to attack the ugliness that took place, that is taking place, and it's pretty much planned for the future in terms of their works, you know. And when I say their, the foes, we still have to define who are the foes, you know. And we have not clearly defined that clearly, and we have to work on that. That's what I wanted to say. I'll just be listening. And that's pretty much it. Hello?
You still there, brother? You still there, brother?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we may have lost Brother Dryball. I think he may be trying to reconnect here in a minute.
Oh, okay. Anyway, brother, I had a question to ask you.
Go ahead.
In reference to the zodiacal, connection between the 12 disciples and the constellations, I've always pondered, where do you think that the ancients themselves, how were they able to come up with the conceptuals of the zodiacal signs? I mean, is that over the 26,000 year period of studying that they pretty much conjured up the symbols in terms of the representations for each zodiac? It's like that to me, there's like a blurred line there to kind of figure out how they were able to come up with the symbolism for those zodiacal signs. What do you think they got from?
Go ahead, Sean. Okay, Sean, you on there?
Yeah, I'm still with you.
Okay, go ahead.
Let me just say this quick. Reason being, I think for each one of us as individuals being birthed into a particular time period or date and time, I think it just has some correspondence to the characteristics of those zodiacal signs, but it must be some type of major connection. I'll take my answer off the air.
Okay, go ahead, brother. Answer that because I was not able to hear. Go ahead.
Okay, today there are 88 constellations, known constellations, that have been cataloged and archived and named. The original constellations that were invented or created or named or classified according to the Greek. Now, that's where we get our current zodiac, or the translation of zodiac is animal circle. There's a translation also, the zodiacus, the deity. But each of these, you get a mixture of Roman and Greek astrology and philosophy when you're dealing with the constellations, these celestial or heavenly bodies. And so they in each culture is different. Hindu have their own deities who are assigned to celestial bodies or stars in the heavens. You may find Shiva, Brahma, Vishnu, and that all have a symbolic representation. Exactly. Vishnu. So the Greek, you know, because we live in a Greco-Roman society that is based upon Roman civilization. Just go to Washington, D.C., and you see how the temples are designed, the monuments are designed. The constellations have their origin that are classified today in Greek and Roman mythology, based upon those characters or deities or gods, if you will, in Hellenistic and Greek and Roman society. So in ancient Egyptian, ancient Kemetic culture, like I mentioned, there were, you have Asaru or Isis, like the brother Dry Bones mentioned, or Aset. And we had a system of classification or cataloging based upon the attributes of a person. And so the name Osiris would correspond to the Greek constellation Orion. And the translation of Orion in Greek is heaven. It's very, very important. So when you're being told or heaven is being mentioned anywhere in the Bible, it's in the New Testament, in which the Greek, from Matthew all the way to Revelation, when heaven is being mentioned, it's making reference to the constellation Orion, okay? In the Old Testament, the name for heaven is Nasa. Very interesting.
Yeah. N-A-N-I-S-S-A-N. N-I-S-S-A-N.
Well, right, and they say Nasa, just like I said, it depends on the variation of ancient Hebrew dialect that you're utilizing, the Aramaic or even the Syriac. It's a combination. So Nasa is the word for heaven. The ancient Egyptian word for heaven is Sahu. It's talking about the same place. It's talking about a specific place, a specific location. They're saying Sahu, and so we get the name Nasa, Sirius or Osiris or Orion,
And the word heaven is all talking about the same place. And because the inundation of the Nile in ancient Kemet, ancient Egyptian, the Nile Valley, was based upon the helical rising of Sirius or Orion, or what we call, what our ancestors call Sahu. And that's the Sahu is the depiction of the deity Amun-Re, or Re, the deity Re, that's riding
that's right.
in his solar bark. He's traversing the
right.
sky. He's traversing the skies in his solar bark, or barge, as they call it, or boat, as some people say. And he's traversing the skies, the celestial skies, in his solar bark. And that's the rising that we catalog and to do our planning, the irrigation of land, the harvesting of crops, all based on Sirius.
And all this is done, brother, and you brought that up. We will be getting into that Sirius study soon because of what's going on in the next part of December with the three wise men. We will discuss more than that. But what you said was very good and fascinating because it's something that we take for granted. The word Orion is in the Bible, is in the King James Bible, the word Orion. It's there.
Yeah.
Now look it up with your concordance. Look it up with your concordance. There's a lot of things that's already at your disposal because one thing about this book, it has the keys in there. It just got to be opened. That's why when you watch these movies like The Matrix and The Keymaster, he had all these keys on them. These are symbols, and we have to understand what these symbols mean. When this brother unlocked a whole bunch of symbols for you today. Be honest with you. If y'all really listen to this brother who was just talking and took down all the notes he said and go research what he said so you know he ain't a liar, guarantee you, you're going to be saying, man, I have been given a mount of jewels today. Before we go into the last topic, the half hour, because I know everybody, this is our day to radiate, but I didn't finish that quote without talking about Abraham Ganabal Popovich. I want y'all to know something. We heard that the name Count Voti, now Vautier, this man was in the time. I want you to hear the last part of this. It says, during the French, he became friends with the leading Illuminati philosophers. Did you hear me? Abraham, which is almost like Hannibal, Ganabal, Povich came, like I say, Falasha. I'm going to be honest with y'all. When y'all do the research that I gave y'all earlier, with the voice piece of the Jews and Jesus, it happened during that period when that same look was going on. But look what this says. Y'all be the judge if they didn't know who he was. It says the leading philosophers of the Illuminati, like Diderot, Montesquieu, Voltaire, guess what they called this brother? They called him the Dark Star of Enlightenment. Ganabal and his second wife had five children, Hyssop, and he turned and had a daughter. And, of course, this guy is related to the hierarchy of Russia, Pushkin, and so forth. Prince of Wales. You know what I'm saying? This is what we just talk about in Hidden Colors.
Yeah.
See, that's one thing to give a little greatness about us, but you got to give the whole story. So this brother knew that Voltaire told us that he said, man, I can't believe we're doing this to this people who gave us knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. If they only knew what we did to them, but guess who knew? Abraham Ganabal Popovich knew. So y'all are been so brainwashed. Y'all are giving the people who were our destroyers the glory. Like the Buffalo Soldiers. You're going to give the Buffalo Soldiers glory. Now, the brother said something. I'm going to get back on and take some calls. He said that when the sun did his thing in the Nile, well, see, the Mississippi and every great, the Ganges, every great river that goes through the heartland of his land is its vital organ. they all rise up. The Mississippi rises up. Everybody, so all who was over here at that time, they came over here when they got here. We understand that part of the world too. So don't you know, we leave. You know, I know some of y'all probably saying, you're leaving out us over here. No, I'm not. I ain't leaving out nobody over here, because the same philosophy that came out of that region is still in this region. Came over in this region. The Mississippi was the heartland of all of the tribal people, just like the Great Lakes in North America, which is the last of the fresh water, everybody. If you're so worried about your ecology and all these so-called, oh, I'm so into myself, I'm going to be a vegan. You want to be a vegan, all that? You better check out your water system. Because you ain't going to be a vegan long if you ain't got no water. For those of you who think water is a joke and don't understand the primordial waters, which is the umbilical fluid of the planet Earth, that is the umbilical fluid. You are of water. Three-fourths. Isn't it funny how everything equals seven? Three-fourths, three and four, seven. Brother said about these 52 riders of the King James Version, 52 riders of the King James Version. That's seven. Took 7 years, for those of y'all who haven't said that yet. The Bible that he asked y'all to look up, so you know we know it and he knows it, started its construction in 1604. Okay, 1604. It took 7 years, and it was completed in 1611, authorized and published. See the great works of these masterminds who know astrology, who knows these things. But like I said before, we cannot be left out there. This man was called the Dark Star of Enlightenment to those who had put us in enslavement. Hidden Colors, and those of you who participate in Hidden Colors, and the great people that was around it, y'all have not told but one wing. And with one wing, you can't fly. If you're going to give truth, you're going to make all this money through your documentation. That's another hustle game. Making movies that don't give the whole story, to have you believe on this, oh, we did it. They did. No. We was there at the conference table. Maybe that's why Egypt fell. It says by unbelievable proportion, because we got traitors within our color system that we take as being, oh, he black. Y'all better get out that color game. I'm telling y'all. See, when I was talking to the Nordic lovers on their show, who love Mighty Nordic Loki and all them, they ain't even understand this type of history. It's too much for them. You know, all they know that he know history, the rest of them don't know no history. He picked the lovers of our enslavement. You thought you was finished, brother? No, man, you're messing with dry bones. You picked the lovers of our enslavement, the Nordics, Germany, Switzerland, the Swiss guards that guard the papal seat, the holy Jesuit order that is enslaving all people. And using our emblems, our science, against us. Let me get some more calls out here. Let me go to 8272. 8272, you on the air. 8272, you're on the air. Okay, they're having fun. They're getting ready for football. I knew it. Once 12 o'clock get here, they're getting their grills ready and everything. That's all right. I love y'all still. Me, I know how you feel. 4462. 4426. You on the air. 4426. You on the air.
Hi, Brother Drybone. This is Akila.
Yes. Yes.
Can you hear me okay?
You've been open all this time. This first time you spoke. Go ahead.
Yes. I just wanted to touch on what the brother was talking about earlier. He had Sean, and I just wanted to add on about the, why they choose the 12 zodiac signs.
Right.
And I just have some information I would like to share about that.
Go right ahead.
And and we can start off with and it's. It's pretty odd that they did choose the 12 out of the 88 And I just wanted just to say that Aries, it represents the ram, because of March and April is the time of the year when the rams are born. And Taurus is the bull, because April and May is the time for plowing and tilling. Gemini is the twins, so-called, for Castor, and Pollux, the twin stars, and his constellations, as well as May and June is the time of the increase or doubling of the sun when it reaches the greatest strength. And after the sun reaches its strength, at the summer of the solstice, it begins to diminish in Cancer, which is June and July. The stars are called the crab, who backslides. And then we have Leo is the lion, because during the heat of July and August, the lions in Egypt will come out of the hot desert. As we spoke about Virgo, originally the great mother of Earth is the cleaning of virgin, who holds a sheet of wheat symbolizing in August and September, which is the time of the harvest. Mm. And then we move on to Libra, which is September and October is the balance. Reflecting, as Brother Sharon was talking about, the equinox, when the days and the night are again even in length. And then, of course, we have the Scorpio is the scorpion, because in the desert areas, the fierce storms, October and November were called the scorpions, and because this time of the year is the backbiter of the sun as it begins to wane. And Sagittarius is a vindictive archer whose side wounds and weakens the sun during its approach in November and December towards the winter solstice. And Capricorn, the weakened sun encounters the filthy, ill-omened he-goat, who drags the solar hero in December and January. Aquarius is the stage we're in now, is the water bearer, because January and February is the time of winter and rains. Pisces is represented by the fishes, because February and March is the time when the thinning ice is broken and the fattened fish are plucked out. These are the stories of the size that is important to our ancients. They were singularly focused on it, and their lives and effects revolved around it. And like you were saying earlier, you know, our ancients, they didn't praise the size. They just understood how the importance of the universe to the earth. And I just wanted to add that.
Well, you know, wonderful stuff. Thank you, sister. I appreciate that. And that's what's needed. More of the understanding while we have it. Thank you so much. Matter of fact, you actually came out last week with the 88 star systems and when you were speaking last week. And I told everybody before, I said, these people don't understand that when you read the King James, and I'm going to say Masonic, because, see, there's different degrees of orders. Every nation has its own order. China, that's why the Great Wall of China was there. They kept out European Freemasonry. They got their own order. You hear the order of the dragons, the order of the white dragons. See, y'all, you know, everybody got order. Somehow our order got mixed, screwed with them bull crap. But I'm going to go right here with this. And we're going to take some more callers. And Brother Sean, you're still on the air as well. We need to understand that our order has been tampered with. It's up to us to bring it back to its rightful place. Ain't nobody going to do it for us. Nobody but ourselves. If you think Europeans, Arab, India is going to come and help you out in the way you think, no, it's not going to happen. Because y'all see in every city of America that you are not a part of their economy. You got to see that, otherwise you're blind. that you're not a part of the economy of other ethnic groups. So get over that fact of this so-called camaraderie of love. It's not happening. Even Kemet knew that up until a certain dynasty until they got it taken over. They knew to keep what's pure. And actually, Amun-Ra Hotep actually was the one who changed everything when he went from the poly god to the monolithic god, the one god. That's when a lot of problems took place. See, we don't talk about that. Before this change, and that knows what that clip said, that we took a monumental fall for people that was this great to fall. And actually the fall was 33 degrees because the sun is going to fall 33 degrees from when we're going to fall. Y'all look it up, see if I'm lying. That fall was so deep, even at that degrees, made us fall. And I'm talking about all nations of color. The Mayans are gone. They gone. They got sun god. They got sun temples. They gone. The Amnit gone. Everybody gone that had this belief system. And we got to ask our questions why. Why is this suppression of the holy Metaneta? Why is killing at the level of the... Brother Sean said something that was very deep, and I hope y'all heard. I'm going to reiterate some of what was talked about before we go into the last 15 minutes. At 11:45, I will open up again and give everybody a chance to make a final appeal to the peoples. Why is it that this liquid substance that he said was melanin is so important? It's a substance. And why is it a certain substance that he named like coton is worthy of annihilating millions on the planet Earth for this substance that will only create wealth for a few because they need it for their new technology? Coton. We had him on the show. I hope we can get him back on here. He is very hard and trenched. I know he sat at heart, Brother Gimme. I mean, he may not all understand where we're coming from either, but the same token, he's seeing death and destruction on a daily basis in his country. We ain't seen that yet in America. It's coming. It's coming. The sun is about to set on America, everybody. You didn't think judgment wasn't coming. Are you for real? You think you can sit in the country of the oligarchies? And you are receiving oligarchy aid, even those of you who claiming that bullshit about you can go to court, you are lovers of Saturn. You ain't going nowhere. You trying to find money. How the hell are you talking about you ain't? You trying to find people's money. Other people's, because you can't really get it yourself. But through words of play. This is where we at, y'all. We at the final judgment. I know every judgment have heard, but when I say judgment, I don't mean the earth ending. And I mean a judgment of going into total darkness through Set. I hope y'all know that story. Set fought and tried to kill his brother and took his penis off, which is the giver of life to the female, so he cut off the male. That's why the males got so much problems today. And this foolishness that y'all think they don't love the woman, they turning you into women, men. You are being turned into women. Don't even know. That's how foolish. It says he would even fool the very elect. Those of you who think your mind is so elevated, you are watching yourself being turned. Those of you who have run to Atlanta, Georgia, where the water is making you gay with the CDC, challenge my words. The CDC has already admitted autism shots to black people. Giving you autism, prove me wrong. Y'all who want to set your ministries up in Atlanta, Georgia, only to find young boys, you will receive the Mayat. The sun is putting it out there, y'all. The sun is putting it out there. The moon is about to menstruate in October for the second blood moon. I don't think y'all understand that. I'm in tune to, I love it. I'm going to watch every bit of it. I hope it turns dark ass red. Because when it do, understand what red means. That's why those of you in the red house got to be on drugs. Can't be even thinking about what these degrees mean. Then I thought, hold on, stop. I don't even know the degrees. They just paying for them. That's right. How can I forget that shit? Y'all paying for degrees. That's some of y'all I know personally don't even know what the hell you got on your car. It don't take much to get this because Albert Pike said the 3 degrees mean nothing. Manly P. Hall said the 3 degrees mean nothing. They're infant degrees until what Brother Sean said, you get into the higher. And the higher is my brothers who are in the Syrian craftsmen who have taken those who I have considered the great ones, Dr. Claude, Dr. Ben, Ashwa. I don't care if Ashwa, he may got an ego, but he took his ass over there and made sure we found out. Stolen Legacy, George G.M. James, who throat was slit in a Masonic killing. You know them niggas in Arkansas don't give that man no credit. That's how brainwashed. You know, they're going to talk about Harriet Tubman, who was a hell of a queen. She killed big 350-pound fat-ass niggas who wanted to run back into slavery. She had to shoot their ass. Yeah, don't tell me that because, you know, it'll make, you know, they got to make a sign. Oh, she said dead men tell no tales. That was her story. Because we got them today. Trying to tell you, oh, we go, our history don't mean nothing, man. It, we all want. I told the dude Sean was on, I said, well, would you tell an Arab that? Tell an Arab that. Go to Syria and tell an Arab Muhammad ain't shit. Your ass would be beheaded on national El Jazeera television if you so bad with your daughter God believe in self. Take your behind and tell the Chinese, take that great wall down. They'll whoop your black ass like they did in Tiananmen Square. These are the fools our people believe with around all over this country. You think 3 niggas know about the law? They got these 3 niggas on YouTube talking about that they've been the law. They've been the, man, please. We got people in Ferguson. We got people in New York, Detroit. We got a pastor who a good friend of ours. He can't, he about to go to, they're trying to put him on jail on not even having no evidence, Reverend Pickney. And we got a dumbass nigga who believe in Mighty Thor. Who don't love the Helios Bibulos. He got a white hammer hand man talking about he's slamming his law. Take your loud ass to The Hague where Johnny Cochran was killed because Johnny Cochran was coming against this country with a world court. He was coming against them with a world court. And guess what they did to Johnny Cochran? And you think you better than Johnny Cochran? You might have been watching too much Perry Mason. These drug-deluded assholes on these shows talking this bullshit as if they can help our people. Well, if you were so helpful, then why are we in this condition that we fell so far? And so on Wednesday night, our show going to be is, do you believe these dumb niggas? I will have Barbara Sizemore, who is a great educator. She passed. Barbara Sizemore was one of the best I've seen to go against the school board out of New York and New Jersey. I will play some of her clips. I would have some of the past people who said the same thing I'm saying and many saying, Brother Sean saying, this is not new, brother. It's nothing new under the Helios. So stop calling the sun the sun. Say Helios. You'll get more power. Nothing new under that. It's nothing new under that. many of you are pretending that this is some new phenomenon. No, man, they're playing a 1,000-year-old game on us. Got you, many of you about to get ready for Thanksgiving, knowing that's a ritual of the killing of the indigenous done by the Nordic. Did I say Nordic again? By the Nordic Masonic orders of the Knights Templars or the House of Thor. Yeah, there is one. See, he don't know. That's why these are agents. My sister called me and said, you know, you got agents all over these things. Anybody who's claiming to love our people and using Nordic intelligence, Nordic intelligence as their emblem. See, emblems mean a lot, y'all. You see my emblem. Go to drybonesconnection.com. You see my emblem. I'm giving it to you. I got the stars over the constellations, over the great pyramids of Khufu. I ain't say that's the only pyramids. I said that's the ones that we recognize as in the high degrees, like the brother said, in the high orders. There's plenty of pyramids all over the planet Earth. They find them daily. This is like Raiders of the Lost Ark, everybody. They showed you in Hollywood what they're doing. And Germany was always chasing them. Germany chasing every artifact. Well, I know why, if you do your studies, because Germany had the highest of all antiquities of the ancient world. Find that strange, don't you? Well, maybe y'all should look up Frederick the Great. Frederick the Great was into the high order of Osiris and Isis. But when you find out, we won't talk about this now, but next week, we will be bringing in the Biblios Helios of how these book writers, like King James, came upon their understanding. And his 52 writers, y'all look it up, he had 52 writers, one being William Shakespeare, and some might say that's the pen name for all of them. That's debatable, but, you know, I'll go with that. But William Shakespeare is in the writings of your book. And also, I want Brother Sean to make sure that, and I'm going to give everybody a chance before we get here. Masonry. There's a black and white. Michael Jackson was told you when he did Blood on the Dance Floor. He had blood on the checkerboard. He told you. Everybody's not bad that's practiced this. Thank goodness for us who are good. Because there is a war with Glinda, the good witch. And the wicked witch of the what? What was her name, Sean? The wicked witch of the what? Y'all out there listening? What was the name of the wicked witch? It was Glinda, the good witch, and was with the wicked witch of what direction? I'm going to bring all y'all in because y'all are quiet now. Somebody got something to say. I know. Anybody out there, what was the wicked witch in the Wizard of Oz? What was the wicked witch? It was Glinda the Good Witch, and what was the wicked witch? What direction she came from?
Glinda the Good Witch was from the West.
The Wicked Witch of the West. Thank you, brother. The Wicked Witch of the West. I'm bringing everybody in. I'm gonna bring 09-07. Go ahead. I see you want to say something. 09-07.
Oh, I just said she was the Wicked Witch of the West.
That's you right. And do you understand where y'all sit in? You sit in the Western world. You believe in the great Western, three great Western religions. Notice they have separated themselves from the Western religion. They are the Western religion. And they dress in black, which is Saturn. That's Islam, Christianity, and Judaism. Their leaders were black. All of them. The Pope, when he does his final mass, they do the smoke. The smoke is the black mass. Islam is covered in black. The great Mahdi. And of course, Judaism. Black. They wear hats that look like cowboys and they wearing that black outfit. That's their highest order. So you now understand the Wicked Witch of the West.
Right.
Nobody wants to.
That was
go
the,
ahead.
That was the witch, the Wicked Witch of the West. She was the one that was killed first, in which Dorothy's house, her parents' house, had landed on the Wicked Witch of the West. The Wicked
right.
Witch of the East was the one whom the rest of the story followed, and who was trying to get Dorothy, you know, get her red slippers back from Dorothy. So it was the Wicked Witch of the East that came and saw her sister, and like I said, that Dorothy had took her red slippers and had the, you know, we know the rest of the story, follow Yellow Brick Road to
well,
the last five,
right.
Meet the Wizard.
That's right. That's beautiful. I'm telling y'all, it's a story. All of this is a story. We taken it, and that was an allegoric story of the Wizard of Oz. Let me
yes.
get somebody more. 4426, you want to come in here? I got 4426. I got 5959. Either one of y'all can come in. I'm giving either one of y'all time right now. 4426, 5959. What you want?
Can you bring me in?
You in. Go ahead, sister. Go since you spoke right here. Go ahead.
Thank you. Well, first of all, I want to thank you all for the information. Little by little, my cough is, you know, I have a cold here, so please, I feel terrible. But little by little, you know, my cough is, and my destiny is, it is what it is. So I read the scriptures, and when I do read it, a lot of things I don't understand, but when I do, I make sure that what I call the set-apart spirit, that voice is within me, that it guides me. I thank you, Brother Sean, for saying, you know, for guiding us. And I wanted to ask, what about the Talmud? And what about, you know, is this the reason why the Jews, for instance, why they do not consider the story of Jesus Christ, and they delete anything that has to do with the New Testament or the New Covenant?
I play that.
I'm sorry?
Go ahead, Sean.
You have to remember the Talmud and the Mishnah, or the Mishnah is called the Oral Law. The Talmud is equivalent to the Hadith of the Muslim or Islam. Those are the Talmud is words of men. It, all it is commentary. It's the commentary of the rabbi or the Kohen priest they're offering further elaboration on the laws of all of the laws of the Torah. So those are just the words of men. Those are not the recorded word of God. And we know from the commandments, the 600 and the 617 commandments. 613 commandments that are listed in the Talmud, but that's actually the commentary of men or the interpretation of men. And you'll find that they directly correspond or relate to the 147 negative confessions that are found
right.
in ancient Egypt. So
right.
they the commentary or the interpretation or the elaboration within the Talmud, it is directly related to the 147 negative confessions in ancient Semitism.
Up to Hudi.
So,
yeah.
Exactly. So that's
up to
Hudi. Those 147 negative confessions were given in what's called, or were stated in what's called negative avertment. And when you say, I have not, you know, I have not committed sin, I have not stolen, that's a negative confession because it's given or delivered or stated in a negative avertment style of English or language, if you will. So that's why. And the Mishnah, which is the oral law, those were strictly dedicated to the rabbi priests to adhere to and to learn the law and administer the law unto you know, unto the Jewish people. So you won't find that mentioned, of course, in the King James Bible, but someone has to study Judaism and study the Torah and read those, the Torah, the Talmud, and the Mishnah separately and get a better understanding or overstanding as to why, you know, there's no, there, it is mentioned in Exodus, or in, I'm sorry, in Genesis, but you won't find the word Mishnah there. It talks about Abraham receiving an oral law, but the word there would be Mishnah. So, like I said, you just have to study those each independently.
Thank you, brother. We are at the top of the hour, y'all. We're going to probably get ready to. The sun is at high noon. The Most High is at the top of his game, or her game, or their game. You got
hey, Dorian, can you hear me?
I hear you good. Somebody's out there?
Yeah, this is Tony. I've been trying to get in for the past 45 minutes or so, hour, but I don't know. I guess maybe y'all couldn't hear me.
No, we didn't hear you. But I just put you in, so go ahead. Make your point. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah.
You got it.
Yeah, information is good. I forgot, what was the question that the sister had asked also about why is it, she asked also why they don't follow the Old Testament in so much as why they follow the New Testament?
Mm-hmm.
No, they follow the Old Testament. They don't follow the New Testament. They disregard the New Testament, and they
follows,
yeah.
I mean, who?
Mostly church people that I know do not follow the Old Testament. They say the Old Testament is back then, the New Testament is Jesus, and Jesus is where they say is this so-called test amen supposed to be. But go ahead, Brother Sean, what were you going to say? I mean, Brother Tony, what were you going to say?
Well, I was going to just go with what you were saying because I wanted to get a little bit of clarification on that because a lot of the churches, the Christian churches, they follow the New Testament versus the Old Testament. One of the things, in addition to what Brother Sean was saying, if we follow the Old Testament and New Testament, you see where Jesus told, I think it was in Matthew's, I don't know if it was in Matthew 5, where he told them, think not that I came to destroy the law, you see, but I came to fulfill it until one jot nor tittle is passed, you know.
Right.
So something like that. But what I'm saying is that when you look at these invaders, and I'm calling the Ashkenaz or the Khazarians, you know what I'm saying, the Jews, for lack of better words, you know what I'm saying? They had to rewrite history, and they had to make a transition from that Old Testament to New Testament, you see? And so when you talk about law, you can look at it today, how it is today. You know, we're not following the law. We're not following common law anymore. We're following something new. So they had to make a transition from that old to the new so they can get you up under their you know what I'm saying, their rule. And then once they do that, then they can start, you know, ushering in other things. That's one of the reasons. I mean, if you take a just step and look, step back and look at it, you can see.
That is very profound what you just said because I know from my travels that nobody wants to talk about the Old Testament. First of all, the Old Testament God, his symbolic name was Yahweh. That's the symbolic name. That's not the name or the tetragrammaton if you want to get deeper into it. So they don't even mention Yahweh in the New Testament at all. So obviously there's two laws given. One is Old Testament law, then there's New Testament law, and which is so profound because I noticed that they kind of say that the Old Testament is common law and the New Testament is this new law we under today. But in all reality, I asked somebody this question. I ain't going to name no names, but I asked this person. I said, what law are we under? And he actually said common. And I said, man, well, you know, my mom was like, wow. common law is not practiced anymore, everybody. That's English law. You are under papacy law. You are under canonized law, and you are under codex law.
Yeah.
That's where you're at.
Right. That's where you're at.
Now, I don't know where these people claiming they got this Black Saturn Law Dictionary movement going on, but if you ain't telling people the papacy law is even over this, I don't know what you're telling the people. You got to be a faker. You got to be a faker. Because no way you can sit here and tell me that.
And also, not to cut you off, I'm sorry about that, but
go ahead.
You guys were talking about the King James Version of the Bible, and we look at it, we have to go back and say, you know, all of these books of the Bible that were missing that were taken out and that were authorized by the Nicene Council of 325 A.D., that first Nicene Council, because there were more than just one. There were two of these meetings that they had.
Thank you, brother.
And then they transitioned. So what we have to remember is through history, which is some people don't believe is relevant, but it is relevant, history shows us that when you take these books out and you put other things in, you know, you're further transitioning away from the truth.
That
325 AD, you know, it all of these laws that they've gotten away from it. And Jesus also said, give unto Caesar what is Caesar, and give unto the Lord what is the Lord. So, again, they're telling you right there that we're going to get you away from these laws. We're going to get you away from that, and we're going to keep you under Caesar's rule or the money. We want the money. And this goes all the way from, if you really do a thorough investigation of it, you'll find out this bloodline was called the Merovingian bloodline, and this bloodline takes you way back to Philip of Macedonia. Now, you go to Philip of Macedonia, his son was Alexander the Greek, not the Great, because there's nothing great about him, and he was a tyrant. And then from Alexander, you know, he was taught by, you know, now you have to remember, these people were taught by, you know, philosophers like Aristotle. And Aristotle was taught by Socrates. And so this is the bloodline of King James. So King James had to keep in with what they started. You see, so, I mean, you can
like
and you can line all the way back and up until now.
That's what, hey, I'm going to be honest with you, man. Go ahead, sister. Go ahead.
No, because what I was saying is, like, the, you know, the rabbi, priest, they know thing is not the temperature, the law, but the Jewish people say the fact the Jewish people say they.
I can't hear you good. I can't hear you. You're breaking up. I don't know what it is, but
yeah,
you're breaking up.
Yeah,
cutting
in and out on me.
You're breaking in and out. Yeah, you're breaking pretty bad. We'll hold tight with you for a minute until we get you back, because you're breaking up too much.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I
can
hear you
now.
Yes, you do.
Okay, honey. Well, the Jewish people, the masses of the Jewish people, okay, what they do is they only guide themselves by the Old Testament. They disregard anything that has to do.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about the priests or the rabboni. I'm talking about the people. They don't guide themselves by the New Testament. For them, that's a fallacy. That's like a blaspheme. And because
right.
they don't accept, you know, the,
well,
the
yeah.
you know, what.
Well,
you're
so
right. That's why I was, you know. I
now, you were saying,
about how moved.
No, we took you wrong, I apologize. I thought you were saying Christian.
No, honey,
yeah, the Jewish, well, if you heard the Jews and Jesus, the Jews or the Khazarians do not believe in your New Testament. That would be a taboo. They wouldn't even be considered part of their craft if they went to the New Testament. They are only mainly, their highest degrees are in the Old Testament. And that's why I told y'all about the Yahweh. Yahweh is in the Old Testament. Now, y'all could, you know, you could do your own little research. We ain't going to get into Yahweh at this moment because that's a whole month. Because Yahweh
But I would like to find out why is it that they specifically, you know, within the Old Testament, they will disregard Tehillim 53, the Psalms 53, which speaks about, you know, quote unquote Jesus. They will not mention that.
Well,
so
I played it. But I played it earlier. When I played the Jews and Jesus, they said they don't believe Jesus to be divine. Now, Brother Sean and Brother Tony mentioned, I suggest all of y'all go look up these councils of Nicaea, these councils of St. Bartholomew's, the councils of of the Barcelonian so-called Moorish Jews, the Falasha Jews that were in Spain, because they transformed this story. They transformed the story. And that's what we're getting today is a transformation. And the same way they transform story is called alchemy. If you take words and you happen to put them into falsehood, you will become transmutated. Think about, y'all better look at what transmutation means. You become transmutated because your reality has been warped. And the reality of what's really going on is not in reality. That's why people argue with each other about what's true. And a person who don't even want to look at a book and say history don't count, he's the most dangerous. Where do you think the word Christian come from? The word Christian come from being ignorant. I don't know if y'all know that, but you know, don't believe me. Go look it up.
Yeah.
And if I ain't lying, if I ain't lying, then come back and say, hey, bro, you're doing a good job, and we'd like to be bringing more people. That's all you got to do. We're not going to ask you for a consultation. I ain't going to have a webinar that shows you the same thing that, you know, that you can get on YouTube. You know, we're not going to do that. We're just going to give it to you through the word of mouth and through that, because words is power. But we are about to hit the 12:15 mark, and I'm going to thank everybody. Again, this is going to be a weekly thing. This is the only show that we will have that is going to stay the same name, Biblios Hour. Wednesday night will be free your mind, have a good time with what's going on in politics. And I said good time, I don't mean that it's all joyous. I mean a good time in your mind, realizing the reality of what's happening to you on planet Earth. So if you can handle that and you got patience and your mind is for real, we can tell you.
Here we are.
Until next week, the Heroes Video.
Here we are.
On the rise, regardless if you rise. Understand that. Good day, everybody.
Yeah. This one right here is for the people.
Egyptian mummies on a flag or a moon, and can't find food for the starving tummies. Pay no mind to the youth, cause it's not like the future depends on it. But still the animals in the zoo, cause the chimpanzee them a make big money. This is how the media pillages on TV, the picture is savages and villages, and the scientists still can't explain the pyramids. Evangelists making a living on the videos of ribs of the little kids, stereotyping the image of the images, and this is what the image is. You buy a car, keep on and all of a sudden you are there in Indiana Jones. And I keep all the gold and keep all the scrolls and even the bird bones. Some of the worst paparazzis I've ever seen and I've ever known. Put the words on this place that the world can see and that's all I will ever show. So the ones in the west will never move east and feel like we'll be at home. Get tricked by the beast, but the way them mother flee when the monster is fully grown. Salamonic lineage where them feet can defeat and them could have never clown. A spiritual DNA that prints in my soul and I will forever own, Lord.
Yeah. Sabali. That's patience. What the old folks told me. Can you give a damn?
gets no realer. We born not knowing, are we born knowing all? We growing wiser, are we just growing tall? Can you read thoughts? Can you read songs? Can you predict the future? Can you see storms coming? The earth was flattened, you went too far, you would fall off. Now the earth is round, if the shape changed again, everybody would have thought lost. The average man can't prove up most of the things that he chooses to speak of. And still run research and find out the root of the truth that you seek of. Scholars teach in universities and claim that they're smart and cunning. Tell them find a cure when we sneeze and that's when their nose starts running. And the rich get fixed up when we get cut. Wanna heal them broken bones in the bush with the wet mud. Can they resign? Can they restart? Can they make peace? Can they fight war? Can they milk cows? Even though you drive cars, can you survive against all odds now?
It's crazy. When you feed people the truth, you don't know how they're gonna react. You're scared of wrongdoers, people that's just ignorant. You're scared of the truth. For now, who wrote the Bible? Who wrote the Quran? And was it a lightning storm that gave birth to the earth and then dinosaurs were born? Who made up words? Who made up numbers? And what kind of spell is mankind under? Everything on the planet we preserve and can it. Microwave it, try it, no matter what, we'll survive it. What's you? What's man? What's human? Anything along the land we consuming. Eating, deleting, ruining. Trying to get paper, gotta have land, gotta have acres, so I can sit back like Jack Nicholson, watch niggas play the game like the Lakers, in a world full of 52 fakers, gypsies, seances, mystical prayers, you superstitious, throw salt over your shoulders, make a wish for the day, cuz, like somebody got a doll of me, sick of needles in my artery, but I can't feel it, sometimes it's like part of me, but I got a real big spirit, a fearless, don't you try to grab hold of my soul, like a military soldier, since 7 years old. I held real dead bodies in my arms, felt their body turn cold. Oh, why are we born in the first place if this is how we gotta go? Dang. To all the wisdom and knowledge seekers of the world. Sabali. Patience.